In today's episode, I'm going to talk about why addressing gut health issues through a holistic, functional medicine lens can lead to significant improvements in skin conditions like eczema, psoriasis, acne, dry skin, providing a more comprehensive and sustainable solution than conventional treatments alone. So make sure that you listen right till the end because you could get a lot of insights, a lot of inputs about what you can do, what are the root causes and how you can address them. That's all coming up next, right here on Embrace Your Healing Journey podcast. Welcome to Embrace Your Healing Journey, a podcast for women with autoimmune and other chronic conditions to help them navigate their illness without fear of isolation and uncertainty and find relief from their symptoms. Your body is your guide and ally in healing. If you're ready to embrace this journey with compassion and awareness, then this show is for you. Tune in weekly as I, a functional medicine certified health coach, deliver tips and insights that demystify the healing process, guiding you towards the relief you deserve so that you can feel healthy and happy once more. So in each episode, I share pieces of poems, stories, and inspiring quotes that may help you to draw strength from them, stay motivated on your healing journey. These are all books that have touched my soul, that have moved me, inspired me, and continues to inspire me till today. So this excerpt is from one of the most unique books I have actually read. It's called If Your Body Could Talk by Jackie Sharples. This amazing book has been written entirely from the point of view of your body. So it's as if these are letters written from, you know, that each person's body would tell them if it could talk. So it's addressed to a woman and each chapter is a letter from that woman's body to her. So it's amazing. So this particular letter is for Amanda and her body says to her in this letter, "Before you ate lunch and dinner today, I heard you say something. In fact, I hear you say this all of the time. What do I feel like eating for lunch? What would be yummiest? What is the quickest thing I can whip up for dinner? Most of the time, you consult our taste buds and your schedule before eating. But what about me? Our taste buds and your emotions get that food for a few seconds and then it's left for me to deal with it. I understand you're busy, but only eating what is quick to prepare rules out a lot of other options. The only way I can get what I need, including the raw materials I need to repair our cells, to rebuild myself and to function, is if you give them to me. I'm counting on you to get me all the raw materials I need. I struggle to function properly without them. I dream about the day I hear you ask, 'What does my body need to eat for lunch?' I fantasize about the day when it comes time for lunch, you realize that you haven't eaten a vegetable yet, so you choose a giant mixed salad for me. Or the night when you choose to cook a meal from scratch that takes you 40 minutes to cook instead of 5 minutes to reheat. I look forward to hearing those dreamy words soon. What does my body need to eat? Love yourself, your body. Love always your body." Isn't this a beautiful way of reminding ourselves that the food that we are eating, you know, they are so important for our overall health and well-being. And we're going to talk a bit about that as we connect our gut health to the health of our skin, right? But I think it's a beautiful way to start today's episode. So now back to today's episode. I remember a time when my daughter's skin used to be so dry. It was like this, you know, never-ending bottom of a well where it used to soak up all the moisture that we used to apply on it. This meant that I was moisturizing her with, you know, thick creams at least 5 times a day, if not more. And this was throughout the year. This was during the monsoons, during summer, during winter. It didn't matter how dry the weather was. And her skin could never retain the moisture. It was always dry. So it was like this bottomless pit sucking all the moisture in. And no matter how expensive and, you know, how good quality the creams and those products were that we used on her skin always remained dry. And I could never understand why. Right? And all I had was the topical medications. I had tried, you know, we tried the phototherapy and we were trying our best to keep her eczema under control. And finally, when that stopped working too, she was first put on oral steroids because her skin was so bad, so inflamed, and she was at risk for developing, you know, major infections. And finally, over a period of 5 years, she was put on 3 different immunosuppressive medications. That's what finally sort of suppressed her symptoms, dry skin, and somehow, to some extent, yeah, got her eczema under control. But never, her skin was never really free of the dryness, the you know, the kind of wounds that come with eczema. It was never really ever 100% fine. And it was much later that I found out that the only way her skin would heal would be from the inside out. And that's what I'm going to talk about today, the gut-skin action, the gut-skin connection. And I wasn't aware of that, at that time. And it was only when I did address her gut health that her eczema disappeared. And it took time, and it was certainly not easy, but it was all worth it when she went off her medication and her skin became smooth and supple and moist, the way it should be for a 9-year-old child. And I've shared this story in details in the very first episode of this podcast, how I healed my daughter's severe health issues when conventional medicine failed. And you can go and listen to it. So if you're struggling with persistent skin issues like eczema or acne, or even more severe conditions like psoriasis, and maybe even multiple, you know, different symptoms, skin symptoms, dryness, hives, you know, you may be dealing with uncomfortable and frustrating symptoms. Like, all of these can go hand in hand. You may or may not have a diagnosis. As I said, you may notice dry, itchy patches of skin that become red and inflamed, or even painful cystic acne. These skin problems can really take a toll on your self-confidence and overall quality of life, because it shows on your skin. And it is exactly what happened to my daughter. It happens to many people with skin conditions. But you have to remember that your skin is not the only thing affected by gut health imbalances. It's just one of those things. In fact, you may almost also experience digestive issues like bloating, abdominal pain, irregular bowel movements, gas, indigestions, constipation, even diarrhea. And these symptoms, along with brain fog, fatigue, mood swings, can obviously feel you leave you feeling less than your best. You might find yourself dealing with food sensitivities or autoimmune conditions in extreme cases. But you have to recognize that this diverse system is connected, somehow connected to your gut health. That's the connection that I want to make for you today. Because the real problem causing your symptoms is likely an imbalance in your gut microbiome. That's a collection of microbes that reside primarily in the lower part of your intestine, and it can lead to a condition called leaky gut syndrome. And when this delicate balance of bacteria in your gut is disrupted, it can cause the lining of your intestine to become more permeable. That means it can allow partially digested food particles, toxins, and bacteria to leak into your bloodstream. They're not supposed to be there in your bloodstream, right? You're supposed to have only nutrients passing in. That's why this gut lining is supposed to be semi-permeable. But if it becomes more permeable than it should be, that means the joints become more loose, then it starts allowing all these things to pass into your bloodstream, thus triggering an immune response. So this increased or enhanced intestinal permeability, as it is called, or it's also known as leaky gut, it triggers an immune response, and that leads to chronic inflammation throughout your body. And imagine this happening day in and day out every time you're eating something, eating a food. And as a result of this, you may actually develop more and more food sensitivities. Because when food particles escape through the damaged gut lining, the immune system recognizes them as foreign invaders, and it mounts a strong immune response. And over time, this can lead to more and more food sensitivities or intolerances to specific foods. So again, further aggravating your gut health issues and contributing to further skin issues. So as you can see, it can become like a vicious cycle, right? And you can somehow get stuck in this. And inflammation is a key factor. Inflammation is, you know, there's nothing wrong with inflammation. It keeps us alive. It's a natural immune response. When the immune system is reacting to something, protecting us, it throws out these inflammatory chemicals. That's absolutely normal and necessary. The problem is chronic inflammation. When it's happening day in and day out in response to things that should be actually well tolerated, like food. And it's a key factor in development, you know, of an aggravation of skin conditions like eczema, acne, and rosacea. But it can also contribute to a wide range of other health issues, right? This you may not know about. It can be such as nutrient deficiencies, because you're not getting, you know, digesting and absorbing the foods that you're consuming. It can lead to further, as I mentioned, further sensitivities and intolerances, autoimmune conditions, right, down the line. Mood imbalances such as anxiety and depression and chronic fatigue and brain fog. So your gut microbiome, that means the collection of microbes, which includes bacteria, viruses, and other yeast and other microbes, also play a crucial role in regulating your immune system. And that is really essential for maintaining healthy skin. That's the gut-skin connection. And when your gut health becomes compromised, your immune system may become overreactive or underreactive. As I said, you don't want either. It has to be in balance. So you need to bring it into balance. Otherwise, it can lead to inflammation or a reduced ability to fight off infections. So if it's overreactive, then you can actually develop allergies, eczema, asthma, you know, and it's reacting to many other things. And when it's underreactive, then you somehow become more and more susceptible to the cold and the viruses and the infections. Plus, factors like a nutrient-poor diet, which is high in sugar and processed foods, overuse of antibiotics and medications, environmental toxins that come in through your, you know, through the air, when you're breathing, through the foods that you're consuming, if you're consuming a lot of packaged or processed foods, and even your personal care products, etc., that you're putting on your body. All of these can contribute to weakening gut barrier. So that gut lining, which contains majority of your immune cells, and I've talked about it earlier, if that barrier gets compromised, that can cause a huge problem. That is where the leaky gut issue begins, actually. And it can manifest as various skin conditions, as I mentioned, other health concerns. So by addressing these underlying gut health issues, such as bacterial imbalances, leaky gut syndrome, food sensitivities, you can target the root cause of your symptoms and experience significant improvement in your skin health and overall well-being, even the other health issues that you might be facing. And a comprehensive gut health program can provide you with the tools and the support that you need to restore balance. Because you see, it's all about balance. It's neither extreme is usually good in all of these cases. It's all about providing balance. You want a good balance of pathogenic microbes to beneficial microbes. That proportion has to be just so, right? You don't want an overgrowth of the pathogenic microbes, which then creates that's the imbalance we're talking about. We call it gut dysbiosis, right? So you may have tried various approaches to solve your skin and gut health issues, but you find that they're not providing you with sustained relief. And some of the things that happens typically, and something that you may have tried, would be maybe topical treatments. So creams, ointments, spot treatments, they may give you temporary relief from itching, redness and inflammation, but they don't address the underlying gut health issues. So these topical solutions often form as band-aid solutions, right? This is exactly where we were stuck for so many years with our daughter. This is where we were just going after band-aid solutions. Antibiotics. Your doctor may prescribe antibiotics to treat acne or other skin infections. And again, they may be effective in the short run, if at all, but they can also disrupt your microbiome, leading to further imbalances and, aggravating health issues in the long run. Plus, restrictive diets. So you may have tried various diets, like cutting out dairy, gluten, sugar, and these are certainly helpful and necessary, but they still may not address the full scope of your gut health issue. And again, you need an overall strategy that takes into account your unique body's requirement. Stress management. Stress can play a huge role. And of course, stress management techniques like yoga, deep breathing and meditation are certainly important and helpful. But by itself, they are often not enough, right? And last but not the least, over-the-counter remedies, which includes supplements like probiotics or digestive enzymes. A lot of people take supplements to support their gut health. And again, it is necessary, but they still need to be tailored to your specific requirements for what you need. You may need additional, HCL support, hydrochloric acid support, if you're also suffering from low stomach acid, which is also very, very common. So it, you know, a lot of, and the kind of, you know, probiotics are also important. So there's a lot of customization that is also needed. Because the problem with many of these approaches is that they still focus a lot on managing symptoms rather than address the underlying gut health issues. So instead of relying on temporary fixes or these kind of isolated approaches, you need to take a holistic, comprehensive approach. So here are seven specific things that you can do. Number one, identify and eliminate food sensitivity. So you can work with a healthcare professional, like a functional medicine practitioner or a health coach who understands what food sensitivities are. You can go through an elimination diet or food sensitivity testing. I recommend both, actually. And by removing these trigger foods and then gradually reintroducing them, you can pinpoint which foods are contributing to your gut and skin issues. And because you are removing them for a while, that does also lower inflammation and calm your immune system. And a lot of symptoms actually recede on their own. Secondly, you can heal your gut lining, that is, focus on consuming nutrients and supplements that support the gut lining integrity, that is your gut barrier, such as collagen, L-glutamine, zinc. There's, certain gut healing supplements that are available, and even gut healing foods like bone broth, fermented vegetables, and healthy fats. So there are many things that you can do between food and as well as supplements. And I shared, the entire 5-hour step-by-step process of, improving your gut health in episode number 5, a step-by-step guide towards addressing your gut health. I'm going to put that in the link below. Then supporting your gut microbiome. So promote a healthy balance of gut bacteria by consuming probiotic-rich foods. So all the foods that are, rich in beneficial bacteria like kefir, sauerkraut, kimchi, naturally fermented pickles, yogurt, etc. All of these can be really beneficial. And even high quality probiotic supplement can help you in this. Number 4 is to reduce inflammation. So adopting an anti-inflammatory diet rich in nutrient-dense foods like fruits, vegetables, whole grains, omega-3 fatty acids, right? So that can also really support your gut health. Number 5 is managing stress, because chronic stress can contribute to gut dysbiosis and skin flare-ups. That is the connection between there is certainly a connection between the gut and the brain as well. So if you're stressed and chronically so, that affects the health of your microbiome. So, you have to incorporate regular stress management practices like meditation, deep breathing, yoga, or engage in hobbies that you enjoy. Number 6, prioritize sleep. This is something that is overlooked a lot. People will focus on foods, they will focus on supplements, exercise, but sleep is often overlooked. Sleep is essential for gut health, skin rejuvenation, and your overall well-being. So aim for 7 to 8 hours, maybe even 9 hours of quality sleep. You need to work on this, and I'll probably do a future episode on this topic. And number 7, consider targeted supplements. So again, work with someone, maybe a functional medicine practitioner who knows, what kind of supplements you will need, what are the kinds of top quality supplements, how to tailor it for you. So omega-3 fatty acids, vitamin D, gut healing supplement, which includes a combination of zinc, carnosine, aloe vera, collagen, L-glutamine, right? There are many options available for you today. So I spoke about the 7 things that you can do right now. Number 1, identify and eliminate food sensitivities. Number 2, heal your gut lining. Number 3, support your gut microbiome. Number 4, reduce inflammation. Number 5, manage stress. Number 6, prioritize sleep. And number 7, consider targeted supplements. So by taking this kind of a comprehensive, tailored approach to your gut and skin health, you can work towards addressing the root causes. Because when you do that, that's when you start seeing reduction in symptoms, maybe in the intensity of the symptoms, the severity, the reduction in the flare-ups. All of these things start subsiding, right? And you will certainly see some improvement or the other. The level at, the extent of the improvement will actually depend on the damage that has already been done. But there will be improvement nonetheless. But remember, healing takes time and consistency. So be patient with yourself and don't forget to celebrate the small victories along the way. So addressing your gut health is crucial. Like, that's what I'm talking about today. It plays a central role in your overall well-being, including your skin. I'm focusing on skin today, but it affects every aspect of your well-being. Because when your gut microbiome is out of balance and you're experiencing some, the leaky gut syndrome or enhanced intestinal permeability, food sensitivities, it can actually have downstream effects, right? Which can create further health problems down the line. So by targeting the root causes, you can achieve healthier skin, clearer skin, obviously, because you're healing the gut lining, reducing inflammation, and you can see significant improvements in skin conditions like acne, eczema, and psoriasis. Psoriasis is an autoimmune condition. Eczema is a form of an autoimmune condition, but they're definitely connected to the gut health and leaky gut. Acne also has a connection with your gut microbiome. The health of your gut microbiome actually determines the health of your skin. Number two is reduce inflammation throughout your body. Chronic inflammation, as I just spoke about, if your immune system is constantly reacting to the foods that you're consuming, it is at the core of many health issues. It's not only involved in skin problems, but also in joint pain and autoimmune disorders, amongst other diseases, right? So again, addressing gut health, reducing inflammation, you will experience reduction in symptoms and, you know, improvement in overall well-being. Number three is identify and manage food sensitivities. So it is important that you do all of this, because if you don't identify what your food sensitivities are, they can create a whole host of digestive issues, skin flare-ups, right? And it impairs nutrient absorption, so it affects your energy as well. Number four is bringing your immune system back into balance, because your immune system needs to be strong and well-regulated. It needs to be appropriately tolerant. That means it should react when it needs to, and it should actually not react, when there's no threat, right? But a lot of times the immune system actually starts reacting to things which are not supposed to be a threat, like foods. Number five is enhanced intestinal nutrient absorption, right? A damaged gut lining can actually impair your body's ability to absorb essential nutrients. That is key for your overall well-being. And of course, improving mood and mental well-being. Your brain is definitely connected to your gut. So when you actually focus on gut health, you experience improvements in your mood, anxiety, and depression. And finally, in energy levels, right? Because you're not able to absorb these nutrients from food, your body is not able to produce the energy that it needs. We have the powerhouse of the cell, which is your mitochondria. It needs certain key nutrients in order to function optimally, including magnesium. And one of the things that we are mostly deficient in, many of us, is actually magnesium. When we have poor gut health, a lot of the minerals do not get absorbed well. That includes magnesium. And then we actually have a problem with energy production, and we end up dealing with fatigue, and it can become chronic fatigue as well. So investing in your gut health is an investment in overall well-being, right? You need to be very, very focused on making sure that your gut is taken well care of. You're protecting it from all these influences, because this is the root cause for many of your conditions, many of your symptoms. And if you have an autoimmune condition, then certainly autoimmune condition. If you have eczema, if you have psoriasis, which is also an autoimmune disorder, and even acne, and even other, seemingly unconnected symptoms, right? So by focusing on a comprehensive approach, you can actually experience transformative and lasting results. That's true for many people, including my daughter, and that's certainly true for you. If you have any questions, you can connect with me on Instagram @AnindithaRoongta. Thank you so much for joining me today for this episode of Embrace Your Healing Journey. If you love this episode, do take a minute to write a 5-star review. It would help me to keep bringing more such content to you. Your body knows how to heal. Are you ready to support it?